The government has raised the threat level from yellow to orange, the second highest on the five-color alert scale. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says the decision was based on the recent terrorist bombings in Saudi Arabia and Morocco, and in conjunction with intelligence reports concerning anti-U.S. terrorist groups.
Al-Qaeda remains the principal threat, but the threats also emanate from other anti-U.S. terrorist groups, regional extremist organizations, and even ad hoc disgruntled groups or individuals not connected with existing terrorist organizations.
Jessica Stern is a lecturer on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Good morning.
Morning.
Do authorities know of specific attacks? Is that why they raised the threat level?
Well, it doesn't seem, at least from what they're telling us, that they know of anything very concrete. But we know that a purported public affairs officer threatened an attack on a September 11th scale, and also there has been chatter apparently specifically mentioning East Coast cities and, of course, the Gulf and Kenya are also very... Well, there's a great deal of concern.
And Al-Qaeda is tied to this?
Yes. I think it's the most frightening thing about what's going on with Al-Qaeda is that it's not only using the war in Iraq to attract new recruits who seem to be younger, more menacing, more converts and actually more women for secondary roles, but it keeps evolving, and it's incorporating new groups that are not just the ones that are formally part of the International Islamic Front, but regional groups that are prepared to pursue a similar mission, anti-Western, anti-New World Order mission.
Well, if Al-Qaeda is still a threat, how effective has the war on terrorism been?
Well, I think the war on terrorism has been very effective, considering how difficult it is, but I do think the war in Iraq has made things, at least for the moment, much, much worse for us in this war.
You mean in terms of attracting new recruits or extending resources or what?
Yes, yes. And the longer the chaos in Iraq continues, the harder it will be for us. It's not just that Iraq itself will become a source of recruits, but it's a kind of symbol that is used all over the world to attract recruits. And there is, I think, the possibility that even lone wolves will be motivated to join this fight against the New World Order. The presence of the U.S. in Iraq is a very, very exciting thing for recruiters.
Does raising the threat level just increase panic?
Well, I think that raising the threat level is much more a message for government officials. I think for individual American citizens, there really isn't a lot that we can do. So it doesn't make sense to feel panicked. But we want everyone in government to be much more alert, and I think that's the purpose.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jessica Stern is a lecturer on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and the author of The Ultimate Terrorists.